Now,
I would request Master Riyaz Ali of Happy Home English School, Class 8. Master Riyaz Ali. There is a typing mistake. Master Riyaz Ali is the student of class 7th, not the student of class 8th. And he would be declaiming the inaugural address by John F. Kennedy.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. We dare not forget that we are the heirs of the first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed for a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival of success and liberty. In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending its freedom in the hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any one of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor can light a country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly alight the world. And so, my fellow Americans, do not ask what we can do for your country. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what we can all together can do for the freedom of man.
Now I would request Ms. Asma Siddiqui of Q Secondary School, Class 10. Judges, please may note that Ms. Asma Siddiqui is absent. Now I would call upon Ms. Nazli Jamil of St. Joseph's Convent, Class 12, Cambridge. Ms. Nazli Jamil. She'll be declaiming the inaugural address by John F. Kennedy.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty. In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. Thank you.
This was Miss Nazli Jameel of St. Joseph's Convent. Now I would call upon Master Kenneth Berry of St. Patrick's High School, Class 8. Master